I want to speak to the Children's Commissioner about this, because research indeed has been carried out. Research has been carried out into the whole idea of, well, discipline and when it comes to the smacking of the child. I want to say good morning to Kule Yasoma, who's the Children's Commissioner. Kule, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
The survey commissioned by the Northern Ireland Commissioner for Children, your good self, has found that views about physical punishment are changing. However, close on 20% still reckon it's okay to give the child a wee tap.
They do. 80% of the parents that we questioned in this survey felt that that it was acceptable to discipline their children with a smack. And I do want to reach out to those 18% and say that let me tell the government that they need to help you find more effective ways of disciplining your children.
So what is the best way to keep a child under control? I'm talking about the wee nipper who's 3.5, who's going berserk in the supermarket. How do you discipline that child?
I think parents and all of us who are parents know those sorts of challenges. There are lots of different ways of disciplining our children, and it's absolutely right that parents should discipline their children. But there is absolutely no evidence that shows smacking your child, hitting your child, is an effective way of disciplining the children, and certainly not a child as young as 3 who may not actually understand that the consequence of their behaviour is like that. That the action has brought that consequence. The other really important thing to say, Frank, that we didn't know 10 years ago is that research is telling us that regardless of the circumstances, a smack or a light tap, what some people would describe it, is detrimental to children's well-being and outcomes. And there is very strong research that shows that.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a second, because I do want to ask you a question about that. But you still haven't told me how to bring the 3.5-year-old under control, going berserk in the aisle of the supermarket.
Well, there's different ways, and parents know their children, and they know what will work. What may work is a firm no. What may work is picking up your child and removing the suit. What may work is just moving away and just letting it run its course. There are different ways of disciplining your children. Different children need different forms of discipline, and parents will know what's best. What I'm saying is that there are a number of agencies who are tasked to support parents, particularly in the statutory sector. And what we know from parents, you know, you talked about the 18%. I want to talk about the 76% of the parents who we interviewed who identified a range of other ways of disciplining their children, which includes withdrawing of treats, which includes timeouts, which includes, excuse me, a very firm conversation about how to change the behaviours. So I can't say there's one way of disciplining that 3-year-old who's having a tantrum in the supermarket, because I trust that parents will know what works for their children. What I do know is that smacking their children will not work.
I come from an era where you might have got a wee tap on the back of the legs or the wooden spoon across the palm of your hand because you were misbehaving.
Yeah.
And there are many people of my age who clearly say it never did us a button of harm.
And I understand that. And I'm not having a go at your parents, actually, or mine for that matter. What I'm saying is we know a lot more now. Let's not forget that 10, 20 years ago, when we talked about domestic violence, or a bit longer, the police would have said we don't get involved in marital, what goes on in a marriage. We now have very clear laws that protect men and women from being victims of domestic violence, and that includes what we would describe as a light tap, that any sort of hitting within an adult relationship is banned, because we know more about good relationships than we did 20, 50 years ago. Why are we not, Frank, what baffles me is why we do not allow the same protections for our children that we do for our adults. I am protected as an adult in a relationship. I am protected from any form of hitting from my partner. why is my child not afforded the same protection?
Am I right in believing if I leave my children with a babysitter that I can give the babysitter permission to give the child a bit of a spank if he or she misbehaves?
Well, it's complicated. There is what's called a defence of reasonable chastisement. The law doesn't say you're allowed to smack your child. The law says if you just smack your child, then you can say, well, I was chastising them. And that's what I find unacceptable. I would definitely not suggest that anyone smacks their children or allows somebody else to smack the child.
But technically, you can give the permission.
Technically, can't? You can.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, according to a whole series of advice screens I have in front of me here, as I look up the law on this, there isn't much protection from discipline.
No, that's what this is about. It's over 10 years ago. The law was refined to bring in this defence. And what those who were advocating for changing the law, including my predecessor commissioner, were told is that the public opinion's not with you. There's been a lot more research. There have been pleas from parents with regards to help us find more productive and more helpful ways of disciplining our children. And so we put out this survey to find out where we are in Northern Ireland. And what this survey, it says, is that 63% of the adults we surveyed are in support of a change in the law, but also parents are crying out for good, solid advice around the best and most effective ways to discipline their children.
I can't remember the last time I saw a parent actually lay a hand on a child.
I can't remember.
I think it's so old-fashioned now that
exactly.
most parents wouldn't consider letting themselves down by being, as I say, so old-fashioned. They belong to a modern era, but apparently
it's time for the law to catch up with.
Yes, but if the law
is good parenting techniques.
Yes, but if the law does decide to catch up, then that's when you get the nosy Parker, the busybody, who will be saying, "Oh, but I saw. Oh, I have to report you because I saw you actually take that child by the arm, and there was a slight pulling motion in the way you were moving that child along the corridor. And this isn't good enough. Your hand was on that child, and I am a busybody, and you're going to be in trouble." How do you deal with that?
And I think that's a very strong concern that people have. I suppose what I would say, two things. I want to say two things about that. One is, if your child runs out onto the street and you scoop them up in what may be quite a jerky way, then that will not fall. You know, absolutely, we must protect our children when they're in physical harm. But that doesn't mean we give them a slap afterwards. But let me answer the question you just asked me. There are over 50 countries around the world who have already done this, including our neighbour across the border. There is absolutely no evidence that the police and the courts are full of these sorts of spurious complaints. What we know is that there will be a common sense approach, and our police and our social services will take a very common sense approach. And what I need to be very clear, once the law is changed, then we will have a good information and awareness raising campaign that reminds people what is good and positive parenting.
And finally, Commissioner, if you were in the supermarket and you saw a parent smack a child, and I mean a smack, a traditional smack, not thuggery, not brutality, a traditional smack on the back of the legs, would you introduce yourself as the Commissioner? Would you intervene?
I might do, yes. But I wouldn't do it in a way that I would hope I wouldn't do it in a way that was judgmental. I would often what happens when parents smack their children in the way you've just described, it's usually out of frustration or because they're stressed, or often, like you said, in the supermarket, it's because they're embarrassed. So what I would want to do is try to help them, is try to diffuse the situation, and I definitely wouldn't judge them for it, but I would maybe encourage them to find different ways, if appropriate, because I wouldn't want to make it worse and I wouldn't want to embarrass them in the supermarket, but I would want to try and assist them. And if I felt it was helpful to tell them who I was and my job, then of course I would.
Okay, Kule Yasoma, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you. The Children's Commissioner.